Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to say no for a while. Taking something off your plate for a little bit can be a temporary step to chucking it for good or seeing if you'd like to keep doing it after all. Today's tip, like some others this week, comes from Laura May Martin's new book, Uptime. Martin is Google's productivity guru, coaching executives there on how to be more efficient with their schedules. Martin notes that there is much to the common productivity advice to say no more often. But if you work in a big corporate environment where you need to be seen as a team player, you might want to shape that no in a way that keeps your relationship strong. So how might you do that? One approach is to say no for a little while. In her book, Martin says that when people want to make a change to their schedule, sometimes they are hesitant. What if I move John from weekly to monthly, and then it feels like we're not meeting frequently enough? Martin writes that these changes to your schedule do not have to be permanent. Try a 3-month trial period. If you drop off a committee, but miss it, sign back up. If you and John do email all the time because you aren't meeting enough, meet more often. If you never test your assumptions, she writes, you may never know the right length for recurrence of a meeting. The key is coming up with some reason to start a change. But as we've talked about in recent Before Breakfast episodes, life can feature a lot of transitions. So just pick one. Maybe you are staffed on something big and new. So you tell another team that a deputy will be taking over that team's status meeting for the next month while you get the new thing going. That doesn't sound like you're abandoning the project, but who knows? Maybe your deputy will do an awesome job. Now, that project is running without your constant active input. That is generally a good thing. No can feel hard to say, but it is sometimes easier to say no for a little while. Then that no can revert to a yes, or it can become a permanent no. But it will give you a little space to think about it, so you can make the right choice for yours and for others' schedules. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches, and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.